Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the first hour, why don't we bring on an expert on Carson Wentz from Philly.com, the great Jeff McClain, who's covered that team 10 years now. Jeff, how long have you been the beat guy covering the Eagles?
Yeah, 10 seasons.
Wow.
All right, but why did you say it with kind of like a morose tone, did you?
It's been a long time. I don't know. How long did you cover the Eagles?
Not 10 years. Jeff, if I tried to cover the Eagles 10 years, I would have been in a loony bin, right? As it is, I'm on radio, which is the next best thing. All right, let's get to what's going on because it's fascinating to watch this play out. Jeff, we have had on a lot of orthopedic surgeon types from NovaCare. And every single one of them has said to us that Carson Wentz will not be fully healed on September 6th. But the message that keeps coming out from Carson is, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to play. I'm going to play. Give me your read on the likelihood he's starting the first game of the new season.
The same thing has happened to me. I mean, every orthopedic surgeon I've talked to, now, of course, they haven't examined him, or they weren't the ones who did the surgery, but they're the ones who are saying that you can't be ahead of schedule when it comes to science. And, yep. if you go by the date of his surgery, which I believe was December 6th, December 13th, and the first game is September 6th, he won't be 100% by that point. Now, if you look at the way he's practiced, the way he's running around the field, I mean, at least from my you would say that's insane. Now, he'll be ready. He'll be ready to play. Looks like he's, I hate to use the words ahead of schedule, but it looks like he's moving at a pace quicker than what you would expect. He's participated in 7-on-7 drills. He's running around. He pretty much does everything in terms of the individual portion of practice. You see him sprinting sometimes from drill to drill. You see him planting and throwing in a variety of different ways. But I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I do know Carson Wentz to some extent, and knowing him, I feel like if he says he's going to be back by week one, he'll be back by week one. But he is careful to say that my goal is to be back by week one. Right. And doing the stuff that he's done in practice isn't the same as going out there and doing it at a game.
Let me add this, because this is, you're just hitting on the next point that what he was talking about yesterday. He said the next hurdle to clear is really the biggest hurdle by far to clear. Here's what he was talking about, what he still has to do. All right, but see, Jeff, this, and I flunk biology. I don't know anything about this. But Jeff, if your knee is not 100% healed on September 6th and you endure contact, isn't it likely that you would injure yourself?
You would assume so, and right? Probably make it worse than it was. So there's a risk, and I think they have to be very careful in terms of Carson because he is a competitor and he is aggressive and he is going to want to play right away. And and just him saying that his goal is to be back by week one tells you how he feels. All that being said, I mean, can he go out there and play the position the way he's played before and avoid contact? I don't know if that's possible. So, look, it's not written in stone. They'll be back by week one. And that's the big reason why they brought Nick Foles back. It's a big reason why they gave him additional money this offseason. And I think for the Eagles, you have to feel pretty good with him in the barn in case he isn't ready by week one.
Without a doubt. But, yeah, let's look at the contact issue one more time and say, all right, he's not going to face any contact in the next couple of months because he's just getting ready, doing a lot more rehab. Now we go to a training camp. And at training camp, they're not going to let him get hit, right? He's not going to get hit in training camp. That he may not play any preseason games. Is that right?
Right. Again, none of the quarterbacks they wear red jerseys for a reason. They don't want anyone to get hit. So, I mean, Nick Foles isn't going to get hit either.
So the first contact would be in the opening game?
It could possibly be in the open game. And we asked them specifically about the preseason. I mean, is that something? Is that part of the, you know, one of the, is that one of your benchmarks? Do you want to be able to play at least in one preseason game? And he said, no. I mean, yeah, obviously, ideally, I would play in one of those games, but I don't feel like it's necessary. We saw in his rookie season that he barely played in the preseason, but this is different than that. He injured his ribs in that first preseason game and then missed the next three and was ready by week one. But this is all about the knee, and this is about whether that knee is structurally sound enough for him to go out there and play.
All right, the next question is a weird one, I acknowledge, but I can't help. Everywhere I look at this, I know what Nick Foles can do. He just won us a championship. I know what Carson Wentz can do. He's pretty awesome. Nate Sudfeld, all I keep hearing, they're calling him Nate Studfeld now, the third-string quarterback, Jeff. Jeff, has he looked that good? Tell me what you see when you see the third stringer.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to get ahead of myself on Studfeld either. I mean, it's practice, they're running around short in shells. I mean, sometimes he looks great. I mean, here's the thing. He does have the tools. I mean, he has a strong arm. He's big body. You can see it over the offensive line clearly. Actually, he's probably the tallest of the three quarterbacks, which is saying something. It seems like he can make the necessary pre-snap reads if necessary. We saw in that last game against the Cowboys from last season that he can be athletic and move on the ground with his feet. But you know, there's not enough of a sample there to say that this kid is going to be an NFL starter. Maybe he will. I don't know. But my guess is there's a reason why he was released last year by the Redskins. There's a reason why he kind of fell like he did in the draft. But with the right development, who knows? And certainly the Eagles have the coaches here to kind of coach the guy up.
All right. Well, that's why I asked you, Jeff, because you're more skeptical than the average reporter, and I admire that in you. Let me move over to Sidney Jones because
it's odd, isn't
I
it?
Thought it was, yeah, I thought it was a real coup when they got him last year. They endured the year of rehab for the Achilles. He did get into a game at the very end of the season. And you're going, all right, now that when they get back to minicamp, when they get to training camp, man, you're going to see Sidney at 100%. He's not even working with the team because of general soreness. I don't get it. Help me out here, Jeff. What's going on with Sidney Jones?
I don't get it either. I wouldn't have played him in that final game from last year, and I was quoted as saying so.
Okay.
Why? What's the risk? Just let him have a full year of recovery. Now, I have no idea that, Doug has said that this injury isn't related to his Achilles. And when he said that, when he said soreness, I said, well, where's the soreness? And he said lower body. Well, what's the point of not specifying where exactly is that injury?
Yeah.
Again,
this isn't hockey.
Here. Right. I mean, if it was an ankle sprain, you'd be like, okay, it's an ankle sprain. No big deal. He'll be back by training camp. Soreness is the term that worries me. Why is he sore? Why is this kid sore? Where is he sore? If this was someone who played his rookie season and was coming off an Achilles tendon rupture from the year before, perhaps you wouldn't be as concerned. But this offseason is very important for him. Yeah, he didn't participate last year in the spring. He still has to learn a defense. So why would you pull back on someone who's just a little sore, a rookie, at this stage of his career? This is important. If you expect this kid to come in and either start or play as the first team nickel or to contribute in some manner, he's got to be out there practicing at this time, and he's not. They're holding him back for a reason. Again, Doug has said it's not related to the Achilles tendon. I'm skeptical about that. I don't want to, be an alarmist here. He still has time. He's going to come back from training camp. He's 100% by that point, and he gets to participate in those 6 weeks, then, yeah, I think he'll be ready by the start of the season. But I'd be a little concerned about Sidney Jones right now.
All right, Jeff, I got a weird final question for you. I just want to know, do you think legal sports betting, which here in Jersey, we're right in front of the Racing Sports Book at Borgata, will change?
But,
well, no, that's kind of where I'm going, though. You have, Jeff, you're on a team every single day. You know a lot that's going on that would be good information for somebody to want to bet. Do you expect that people are going to seek inside information from you more than ever now that it's going to be legal?
You guys remember how I picked games last year, right?
Oh, that's
you
right.
Very
you're
good.
An, oh, he's an off. Oh, he's the worst. So they may, no, but maybe they'll ask you, Jeff, and go the other way with it. You know, the opposite.
Well, that's a good point, but I'm throwing it out there to everybody. Please don't come up to me asking about the Eagles because I don't know anything.
All right, fine.
And I won't help your bet at all. No,
Jeff
hates
picking games.
All right. By the way, I just need to know this for my own personal information. I'm not going to do anything with it, Jeff. Over-under for wins is 11.5 for the Birds. Who do you like there?
Wins. Over. Really? Is that it?
Yep, 11.5.
I'm going over.
Over. Good. I'm going under.
Uh-oh.
Jeff,
we're,
I'm going
we're
under.
We're all
going
to die.
I can't believe it, Jeff, but I'm going under, and I thought it was over.
Did you bet last year?
Keith Jones bet last year.
You picked him to go to the Super Bowl. You're like the only person.
Keith Jones, I never got the bet down. He goes to Vegas all the time, Jeff. Keith Jones got down a $5,000 bet. The over-under was 8.5. Mm-hmm. He collected in November. November.
How much?
If I sound, what is it, $5,000 right now or something like that?
Yeah.
No, Jeff, you have no idea. I'm still bitter now. I never got a bet down.
He never bet for us. We all told him to bet.
He never bet for us. Yeah. And that's why I'm doing it myself right here at AC. Jeff McClain, you're the best thing going out of this town. Go to Philly.com and get all of his information. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Angela.
Jeff McClain. All right,
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.